16 in a row for the Badgers. First free throw is good. Berry and Nicholson in. Smith and Mullins are out. 74-69 Wisconsin. With 19.3 seconds remaining. Second free throw coming up for Tanjay. Badgers are 17 of 20 at the foul line. Make it 18 of 21 as Tanjay hit them both. 75-69 Wisconsin, 19 seconds left. Here comes Jalen Leach against Kamari McGee. Leach left of the lane, goes to the goal, pushed it up, rolls off, no good. Rebound tap, Blackwell's there, 10 seconds left. Blackwell retreats, Collins calls off the dogs, and the Wisconsin Badgers have knocked off Northwestern here today in a heck of a college basketball game and a fantastic second half for Greg Gard's Badgers.
Yeah, and I mean, hey, Carter Gilmore came in and gave that shot of energy, and then the rest of the guys followed. But what a performance. What a gutsy performance.
The Badgers, 14 of 25 in the second half, 8 of 14 from three. And Carter Gilmore with a career day when the Badgers absolutely needed it. Out of the young man out of Heartland, Wisconsin, 15 points and 7 rebounds. John Tanjay with 27 points as the Badgers get win number 7 in conference play.
You know, it's amazing when you build a roster. This is where you got to give Greg and everyone credit. Building a roster of guys that just want to be here. That just want to be a Badger, right? Like, when you get guys like that, it seems like they're ready more often than not.
It does.
Right?
Like, it does.
And another exam, we've seen Kamari McGee do this at times, Carter Gilmore do it at times. Like, there's something to be said about building rosters and tapping into those guys that really want to be a Wisconsin Badger. There's so much value in that.
I think this is a game where both teams are where they want to be. The roster of the Northwestern
Absolutely.
Guys, and they have guys who want to be Northwestern Wildcats. They played their hearts out without one of the top players in the conference in Brooks Barnheiser. The Badgers overcame a really bad first half.
That's what it was, Matt. That's what it was.
Northwestern out everything Wisconsin with the exception of Tanjay's 16-point personal run. But the Badgers overcame all of that and just were terrific in the second half of play.
Yeah. No, I mean, fantastic. And thrilled for Carter. I mean, thrilled.
Final score, Wisconsin 75, Northwestern 69. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I am so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision. And the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal condition. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
You by Brady and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger post-game show.
Well, the Wisconsin Badgers couldn't shoot straight in the first half with the exception of John Tanjay. In the second half, they dropped 50 on Northwestern. Put it together and the Badgers will have a nice bus ride home, defeating the Wildcats 75-69. And the noise behind us is the Wisconsin fans who are giving it up for Carter Gilmore.
And a hug from Lina. Mom.
Yeah, there you go, who knows a little bit about playing really good basketball, by the way. Good for him. We talk about guys like Kamari McGee who play with great joy. So does Carter Gilmore. It's easy to say it after he has a day like this, but you know, he brings the energy, brings the laughter, the smiles, and you called it as it happened when he hit that first three and then banged another one.
But it just felt
the
like
first
that was
one,
the moment.
I circle it,
yeah,
and it really turned out to be the case.
And Matt, you're like, to me, you just it felt like Wisconsin just needed a shot in the arm somehow, some way, and that first three went in. And I said, you know, and I said in the Maryland game, now it didn't go, but Carter, for whatever reason, especially here in January, there seems when it's been going off a little bit offensively, there's been one bucket he's given this team just to kind of reset him. Now, I know he hasn't had big scoring days and all those sorts of things, but it seems like there's been that one bucket throughout the month of January where it's kind of just reset the offense and brought him back to kind of breathe a little bit.
Yeah, and I also want to mention Max Klesman. He did not score in the first half. He had 11 in the second half, you know, got a bucket inside, hit a three, and that got him going after a frustrating first 20 minutes. It was frustrating for everybody not named John Tanjay in terms of Wisconsin's ability to score in the first half, but a little in-state action here with the Klesman and Gilmore connection, and of course John Tanjay with 27 points. Find a way, and this team found a way here today.
You find a way, but again, you give credit to the players, but I also, in the day of where we're at with college basketball, understanding what the DNA of your locker room needs to be, that's where I don't think Greg Gardner and staff are getting enough credit, because the guys they're bringing in, the way they're surrounding them, to still emphasize this is the standard here at Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And Carter Gilmore is that kind of guy. Like, when John Tanjay comes in, nope, John, like, this is the way we do things. Nolan Winter, young player. After a year and a half, like, this is, you know, the first, last year, you know what
sure,
I mean, I'm talking
sure.
about, right?
Yeah,
like, it's just, it's those type of things that say, nope, this is the way we do things. The outside stuff might have changed, the NIL might change, but the program, the identity, this is what it's built on.
It's really interesting, Butchie, because I heard Matt Painter talking back in the summer about, you know, the portal, and says, or any newcomer, you adjust to us. We don't adjust to you.
And
what he's talking about is what they do here.
Yes.
And it's the same thing. I'm not talking about like X's and O's. You adjust accordingly, but your core values.
Core values,
if nothing
standard.
Else. And I don't know how the rest of this season is
going to
go.
Correct. Absolutely.
But if nothing else, in this changing landscape of college athletics, this basketball coaching staff has doubled down. On the core values.
It's doubled down on the core value. And that, like, I know, but it's not difficult.
No.
Now, people get away from it. And that's the thing that I look at with this group and of coaching staff and understanding, like, hey, we are who we are. Mm-hmm. Like, everything might be changing and going 100 miles an hour, mm-hmm. but we know who we are, and this is what it's going to be. We might change some X's and O's, but to the core, mm-hmm. who we are is – We're unselfish people that want to play for somebody, you know, bigger than ourselves. And when you get guys that want to come in and do that too, look at John Blackwell's stat line. Mm-hmm. 2 of 8, 5 points, 26 minutes. I mean, in the month of January, John Blackwell, 7th in the Big Ten, averaging 18 a game.
Yep. And my guess is he's as happy as anybody in that locker room.
That's my point, right? Like, that's what makes this program special. There's a reason they keep winning.
Yeah.
This isn't hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to stay true to it.
No,
I don't want to take away. Very easy to drift.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes, it is. Now, this team has, evolved offensively. We know, and again, there's 9 regular season games left. We don't know. But this team that you really can't help but like. Badger fans are where they will anyway, but even if you don't have a dog in a fight, you see this team going, kind of like how they're going about their business. They're not the only team in America that does that.
And
by
we don't
far.
Know how it's going to end.
Yeah,
I mean, nobody knows how this thing's going to end. There's one team that's happy at the end of it, but they're quality win.
Yeah, this is a real big one here for Wisconsin today. Badgers win it 75-69. We'll have more of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show coming up, including Butchie's Breakdown, back in 3 minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hey Badger fans, time is running out to catch Wisconsin men's basketball at the Kohl Center this season. Don't miss your chance to see John Blackwell, John Tanjay, and the rest of the Badgers as they battle Big Ten opponents on their home court. Be part of the action and secure your seats today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat Northwestern 75-69, 50 of the 79 for Wisconsin coming in the second half as we are joined courtside by head coach Greg Gard. And of the 50 in the second half, 15 came from Carter Gilmore. Just a terrific day for multiple, but man, everybody's got to be thrilled to death.
It's a great day. Locker room is soaked right now with water because they got him. They got him. They gave me a day off and got him. You know what? As I told the team, and he's such a great example of a Wisconsin Badger. He's come the long, hard way. Came as a walk-on, in-state kid. Had an overdose of patience he had to have. And kept working and kept chipping away and stayed loyal. And it's awesome when people like that persevere and do it how he did it, have a moment like today. And he's helped us, all year. But to really be center stage today, I had to take him over on the BTN post game. He didn't even know what we. He goes, "I get to go on TV. I've never done this before."
I saw you waving him. He goes, "Yeah, you get over here."
But no, I mean, he was big. I mean, obviously to just get us going a little bit offensively, bang some threes, and I thought too he was going to be important in our matchup against Martinelli because it's hard as much as they use him with the ball, without the ball, it's hard for a 7-footer to run around with Martinelli all the time.
Yeah, when he made that first three, did you think, okay, maybe let's get it going? Because I hit Matt real quick. I said, watch, circle this time. Because that first, it just felt like it was, it just felt like everyone took a breath.
Yeah, we just needed
point.
To relax.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I thought we played the first half so tense. We, like, turned down shots.
Yeah.
Like, we're in the timeout, we're like, shoot the ball. Shoot the ball. Why are we, why are you hesitating? Yeah. Just let it fly. And I thought, you know, obviously getting rolling the second half, getting Klesmet got going a little bit too, got to the free throw line. That's important too for guys that maybe are having a hard time scoring to get yourself to the free throw line, which Max did. And then he, you know, got a three and they got the ball rolling offensively for us.
Boy, it never hurts to have a guy like John Tanjay, as rough as the first half was. He scores 16 straight. That, you know, the veteran savvy, the skill, the whole package.
He was the one guy that I felt didn't play tentative. He was the one guy in attack mode. And it doesn't help John to get Blackwell to get two fouls because that's one of our
We talked about that, too, the reach that he had early in.
Yeah, like, and then not picking up the ball here. It wasn't an over and back.
Correct.
It was off the – and we've talked about that. We had another one. I think Klesmet let it roll in another game. Pick the ball up no matter what because if you let it roll bad's going to happen somewhere.
And then it turned into a 50-50 ball, and Northwestern made a play. Yeah. Could have been
just
a foul.
Pick it up.
But yeah,
pick it up. If it's over and back, so what? We set our defense, and we go.
Yep.
Let's. The longer you let it roll, the worse the outcome.
You know, we talk about the offense in the second half. You know, Butchie was pointing it out. You guys, when you needed to get a string of stops, too.
We did, yeah.
You did.
Yeah, we did. And, you know, John Blackwell locked in. I thought, obviously, Cam McGee gave us good minutes. You know, Klesmet got – into a good place in the second half and was better defensively. This was a gritty one, which you know it is going to be here. And to be able to survive a half where you shoot 28% and have the fortitude to fight your way out of it and have the defensive fortitude to keep yourself in it in the first half and then offensively get some stuff going and open it up.
We were talking about kind of, you know, Carter again to kind of bring it back a little bit, but just – how you've built this program on guys that want to be here. Kamari, Carter, like those guys that know their role, right? They're going to come in off the bench. They're going to bring great energy. They're going to help you. Like I think so many people and coaching staff overlook that value, and you guys haven't. Like you guys have obviously put an emphasis on the value of kids that want to be here.
That's a huge thing, especially – I mean, it's always been important. It's accentuated even more in today's world of the transient nature of our you know, just our industry. You have to have people. I mean, you still are in the transfer portal market and everything, but your core really has to be anchored in a true desire to want to be in our program.
Yeah, we were suggesting this before you came out that you guys have doubled down on that too, right? A lot of always.
It's really evident in our next incoming high school class. Mm-hmm. You know, three guys that really want to be here and are going to be good players. Might not be tomorrow, but they're going to be good players, and they want to be here for the right reasons.
Well, we talked before the game. You just knew that Northwestern was going to come out.
Yeah.
The way they're a good, tough team anyway, and you knew it was coming. So
yeah, I mean, it's to be able to weather that, knowing they're playing with some emotion, and with Barnheiser being out, you got to be able to withstand that. And you know, fortunately, we were able to.
Yeah. I think there's some pizza waiting for you on the bus.
Yeah.
You better go dive
in
now.
like I need pizza.
Well, I have no room to talk there. So appreciate it. Congratulations.
Thanks,
Badgers head coach Greg Gard as Wisconsin defeats Northwestern this afternoon, 75-69. When we continue, we'll check out the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, Forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
It's set in the Ad Council.
Postgame coverage continues as the Badgers defeat Northwestern 75-69. Time for our Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Earlier today, Washington took down Minnesota 71-68. And at the half, Michigan leads Rutgers 32-25. Now we're joined courtside by Brian Butch's primary partner on the Badger Radio Network, Chris Wasters.
I think
Wasters.
I've probably worked with him more than I've worked with you as far as that Greenbrier trip. Yeah. That counted for five or six games.
Chris, can I say I'm sorry they put you through that? Chris Wasters is joining us here.
The pleasure was all mine. I like to think that I'm making this up to you, Matt, for you having to call in to our pregame show at the Greenbrier because of the triple overtime game and the technical difficulties we were having. It ended up being a two-hour talk show before game even
absolutely
started.
Now, I got a question for you real quick before we talk basketball. Have you ever heard of squeezing the blood out of a turnip?
No, I haven't.
Thank you.
I haven't heard of that one.
Yes, you made my day. Yes.
I like to think that I know turns of phrase, but
clearly,
yes.
I need to continue to teach graduates of the University of Wisconsin old sayings. Because when it was 12-7 for about a half an hour, I said scoring points is like squeezing blood from a turnip, which is a rather common phrase. Apparently, you need to be of a certain age.
And I was like, you like turnips? I had no idea.
So, of course, he Googles it. See, you never heard of that either?
You know, I don't even know if I could have told you a turnip is red.
I had to Google it. Yeah.
But, hey, this has been a very informative appearance here.
Yes.
So, thank you. I'm really glad I came
now
over.
We can talk basketball. I just need to get that out there.
Just briefly, because I know you have a young child to get home
he's
to.
He's trying to avoid that as long as possible. Yeah. There's a type that needs to be changed.
Yeah.
I'm living that life. Trust me. He's working right now. Quotations. He's working.
Yeah.
He can't get in trouble for not being home now.
All right, honey, I'm stuck in traffic.
No, we just wanted to say hi. Enjoyed catching up with you last night. And, again, when you work with Butchie, sometimes you need help. So I'm here. You know, I'm here for you in case this comes up again down the road.
I appreciate it. The only bummer about calling Badger games on the TV side is that I can't listen to you guys. Love listening to you guys. And I've been listening to you, Matt, since, you know, I was in elementary school. And Butchie's done a great job bringing, you know, all kinds of his personality to the table. So you guys are a great listen.
We have a lot of fun, as are you and Steven today. And so, I appreciate it. And go home and have some turnips.
That's what I'm saying. I'll plant them in my garden for the upcoming season. Yes. I'll add that to the rotation.
I'm going to have to start summer school with you guys. So appreciate it. I appreciate it. Chris Wasters.
Thanks, fellas.
Join us. We'll take another break. More to come as the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring registered nurses with a starting pay of $41 per hour to provide essential health care to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat Northwestern 75-69. Without further ado, have you heard of that line before?
I have heard of that one. I didn't have to Google that one.
Let me give it to you for Butchie's breakdown.
Yeah, we're going to start here. Carter Gilmore, 5 of 7, 3 of 5 from 3, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Just an excellent performance by Carter Gilmore. And you look at turnovers, only 10. When it was getting to the point, I believe it was 8 or 9 in the first half.
I think
it was only 2 in the second half, if I'm correct.
Yeah, it was the other night.
One turnover, exactly. One turnover in the second half. And I thought that was a part of the game where they just kind of relaxed a little bit, took care of the ball, didn't do that. Those are the two main things. It was a bucket by Carter Gilmore, that three. I even wrote it down, 12:50 left. And that I thought was the turning point of this game. I thought it when it happened.
It was huge because Northwestern, which led by 6 at the half, led by as many as 9 about a little more than 5 minutes into the second half, 44-35. And then Gilly with the first three was good. The second three really good and on his way to 15.
Then Max got to the free throw line, and it was a tie ball game. I mean, it was an 8-0 run. And, you know, that 8-0 run happened when Leach went to the bench with 12:45 left. I said, this is a big 45 seconds.
Yep.
Can they weather it? Not thinking that Wisconsin was going to run and have an 8-0 run in that period, but get it back to even.
Yeah, it was huge, huge. Entertaining game, well, especially the second half, if you're a Badger fan, as Wisconsin defeats Northwestern 75-69. Back to wrap things up here in Evanston in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as the Badgers defeat Northwestern 75-69. Wisconsin now 17-5 overall, 7-4 in Big Ten play. So they go out of this five-game stretch, having won 3 of them, and they've won a Big Ten road game for the third time this season. Now back home against Indiana, a talented team, but one that has had its share of turbulence, losing last night. They played well, but lost by 5.
They did play well.
It's a talented group, so we'll see if the Badgers, 8 o'clock tip, by the way, Tuesday, see if they can keep it going at the Kohl Center.
And, you know, you look at Indiana, it's desperation. Now, they've and on that side of it, like, they know that they've got a lot of opportunities ahead of them to be able to get some quad one wins that will help them. Obviously, against Wisconsin will be one, so – It's never fun to play against a team that's desperate.
Yeah,
Indiana's desperate.
They're 5-6 with the Hoosiers in the Big Ten, 14-8 overall, and a team that is, you said, desperate with no, for any kind of wins, but yeah, especially quad
one. Quad one, because they played nobody in non-conference.
All right, our coverage on Tuesday will start at 7. Tip time for the Badgers and the Hoosiers will be 8 o'clock Central Time. Again, your final here today, Wisconsin 75, Northwestern 69. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back at our network studio, this is Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us on Tuesday night as the Badgers host Indiana. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents. For all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Milwaukee is back home tomorrow night to take on Memphis. The Brewers avoided arbitration, signing catcher William Contreras to a one-year deal with a club option for 2026. Contreras will make $6 million this year with a club option for $12 million next season. Milwaukee has now signed all arbitration-eligible players for the upcoming season. Spring training begins later this month. College Hoops number 9 Marquette takes on 25th-ranked UConn tonight at 7 p.m. on National Marquette Day. Number 17 Wisconsin is at Northwestern with a tip time of 1 p.m. With Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, snow is likely. It'll be breezy as well, highs in the low 30s. Tonight, snow or freezing rain, a low around 30. Partly sunny for Sunday with a high around 44. On Monday, chance of snow, 22. For Tuesday, chance of snow and a high of 19. It's 21 right now.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbus Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News with Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll talk about the controversy over how test scores are rated in Wisconsin schools and connect the dots to neglect from the legislature.
Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Buddy,
course. Well, I don't know if Johnny and I will, but Myra and Leah will definitely rock you. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education, actually getting an education today. Myra Roldan, Leah Manoni, the company Undesto AI. Hey, if you're a business out there and you're listening to Busted Pencils and you're a little too much in over your heads on the AI stuff, check it out, though. You want to call Myra and Leah because they can help you out there. You know, Johnny, what this made me think back to last Saturday's show with Jason Bucheri, you know, up there north in Canada, where, you know, he kind of jumped on the, you know, got on the fence between our argument of, you know, Tim's a big worship at the cult of AI and Johnny's the anti-AI. And Jason was like, you know what? I'm going to sit in the middle here and say the biggest thing we need to do with AI is study it. Study it. And I was wondering, putting that to Myra and Leah, is there wisdom in the study it approach? Myra, what do you think?
I would say that I just struggle with the philosophical like approach to learning, because philosophically we can all discuss a bunch of topics.
Okay.
Right. It does not, having a philosophical standpoint does not mean that you understand the technology. I think that what we need to do is understand the use cases, the applications, and how it's going to impact society. Right. So if you look at it from that standpoint, how is it going to impact jobs? What are the skills that people need to start developing? How is it going to change education? How is it going to change business? How is it going to change government? How is it going to change society in general? I think that if you're talking about studying that, yes, but also beyond studying it, right, it's like, what do we do? Yeah. Like, what do we do? Right. What do you do with it?
Leah. Yeah. You saw it. I know.
He snuck that in. Yeah, she's like trying to be sneaky over there. She snuck it in and then tried to play coy.
Yeah.
Well, it was just interesting because I was reading, you know, I've read plenty about schools banning AI from the classroom altogether because teachers are very concerned about students using it to cheat and things of that nature. But in reality, I feel that AI needs to be implemented in the classroom as much as possible because, as we were kind of saying before, students are using it anyway. You're not going to stop them. So might as well use it as a tool in the classroom. You can use it to have kids debate against the AI. Have the kids do fact checking on the AI. There's plenty of ways you can implement it in the classroom, especially.
Johnny, I said Johnny's up nodding away, man. He's got the big smile on.
I mean, yeah, I love this. I mean, that is, I echo that. I love hearing it. And Tim, you touched on this earlier in the show. And for our listeners, I think this is the important thing is, like, when we want to learn about something, especially like AI, neither Tim or I quite experts, although Tim's been studying it. So he's on the pathway to some mastery of where it intertwines with the craft of teaching. And I'm getting there. Last semester really started working with my students on, you know, how would we use it in our classrooms as elementary teachers? How do we utilize it as high school teachers? How does it help us, you know, be better teachers? And that meant learning about AI, with which both Myra and Leah have recommended here. And so, man, I keep saying it, but I'm excited because here we have experts. Here we have some folks who have dedicated their craft to understanding, you know, how to implement AI, have studied kind of its limitations and its possibilities and potentials, and can make recommendations for all of our learning. So we're lucky. I mean, we're honored to have both Myra and Leah here, you know, and the work that they do with Undesto, because we want to learn. Like you're saying, it is part of our students' everyday lives now as students. I have no doubt that it will be part of their work as they go into the community, you know, and follow their passions in their careers. And it's like, so here we are learning about it. And just a little plug, if you haven't listened to the show with Jason Bukhari, we had, you know, our Canadian buddy up there talking with us about AI, and we tried to get him to decide whether he was pro Johnny, who, you know, historically I've been against AI, and Tim's been pro AI. And, you know, Jason reminded us, hey, let's pause for a minute and let's say AI is neither good nor bad, but let's take time to really think about like where it fits into the very best we can offer all of our students in our classroom and how it adds to that. Mm-hmm. And so here we are doing that with Leah and Myra, who do that in all kinds of ways with all different industries, you know, one of those industries being education. So we're hearing it. Learn about AI. It's part of our students' lives. It's part of our careers. And Myra, you're nodding. So I'm going to kick it to you. You know, our listeners, a lot of educators out there and people leading teachers or parents who have kids in schools, you know, so we shouldn't just be afraid of AI.
Yeah, I think that one of the interesting things is that I like that comment about AI is neither good nor bad, right? AI has no feeling. It has no emotion. It's a computer, right? Where it's good or bad is how people use it. Mm-hmm. And the intention that you have behind that use. There will always be malicious actors, right? Mm-hmm. So there's always people that ride that gray line. There's, you know, the people who are on the pure white side where like, it's all good. And then you have people who are on the dark side that are like, you know, dark web kind of deal. And so I think that for educators, my biggest point is that you need to become a lot smarter than your students are as far as the AI goes, because especially as early as elementary school, right? Because kids nowadays have a tablet in hand at all times or a phone. Right. They have access to a supercomputer right in their pocket. And think about how long it took us to adapt to a smartphone. Not long. Right. How quickly did our addiction grow to a smartphone and our dependency on it? And kids now have ChatGPT on a device. Right. And so as educators putting a policy out saying like, we're not allowing it. You're just encouraging. That's like telling a kid not to, like, you know, that's like,
don't eat the candy.
Don't eat the candy. And they slowly take the wrapper off in front of you as they stick the candy in their mouth. You know what I mean?
But it's also doing a disservice to them, right? Because they are, like you were saying before, Johnny, is that they are going to have AI in the future, that their jobs are going to involve AI in the future. Mm-hmm. They need to learn about it. They need to understand it. They need to understand the risks and how to use it responsibly, ethically. They need to learn these things. It's not going away. So we need to just adapt.
Yeah. And I think for educators, it's a matter of finding, there are programs that are starting to pop up. When I was at Amazon, I started a program. I now belong to the National Applied AI Consortia for Community Colleges. It's a new organization that popped up. It's funded by the National Science Foundation. And part of the remit is education for educators, educating educators on AI. Mm-hmm. And so I think that there needs to be funding applied towards allowing educators to upskill so they can then integrate these AI lessons into their course, not just integrating the tool and saying we're using it, but integrating, like, being able to teach students about the ethics and the responsibility and how to use it and what are the pitfalls and kind of like all that other stuff. And a lot of it could be bringing like industry experts in. Like, if you don't have, bring an industry expert in. You know, I always, a lot of educators that I've met, a lot of them, some of them believe in being the sage on the stage. And, you know, that doesn't fly any longer.
No. Okay, so
that was unison.
Yeah, I think
no
Johnny
more sage on the stage. No more sage on the stage. Hey, I love, Myra, that you brought up sort of that the ethical component to it. And I know Leah is an ethicist of technology and especially of AI. I'm just now my curiosity has piqued a bit. I was wondering, could you talk about some of the ethical dimensions or tensions, just a few like of the big ones with AI and maybe education or even industry, because everybody learning is going to industry, right? Yeah. So the big ones that stand out to you about it, maybe just name them, a few of them for us.
Yeah. So we have like, okay, so humans are biased. AI is trained on human data. Our historical data is biased. So therefore, the outputs that you're going to get are biased unless the algorithms are, you know, kind of set up in a way where they can kind of, they're not going to eliminate bias, but they're going to reduce bias. Mm. That's the biggest one. The second one is around hallucination. So AI still hallucinates. And what that means is it may, generative AI is a text predictor. That's exactly what it is. So it's predicting the next word in a sequence. And it does it based on numerical weights. And so it's not that it's wrong. It's just that that's what it thinks, you know, historically. That's usually, you know, when you're not giving it enough context and data, it's going to make stuff up based on, to make a complete statement. So it's a text predictor. And we have a huge dependency on AI right now. People became very dependent very quickly. You ask someone to write something on their own, a lot of people aren't able to do it nowadays.
Wow.
And that's not even getting into the really nefarious stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, Leah, give us a nefarious one here.
Oh, well, like I just said, it's deepfakes, voice cloning. I mean, the scams that are going around now where people are actually cloning voices of people's loved ones and having them call and having it call them to try to solicit money. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Ridiculous. The things that are starting to happen. And this is only the beginning. It's only the beginning. It's only going to get better as technology improves. And by better, I mean worse, obviously.
Yeah.
what an invitation to the importance of being familiar with it, understanding its possibilities and potentials, and involving ethics in that, right? So as we're learning about it and we're teaching our students to make sure that they feel confident and they can understand those uses so that they can navigate it both as people engaging with the tool, but also maybe not even knowing that it's being engaged with them. So I love that. I love that there's that both of you emphasize the importance of those ethical dimensions to our learning about AI. It's like, hey, don't just implement the tool, learn about it in all the ways.
Yeah. Right. And also like engage students in critical thinking, because with deep fakes and all of these nefarious uses, they need to be able to think critically and analyze what they're looking at to be able to decipher, like, is it
what's
real?
Not real?
Yeah.
Exactly.
What's real?
Yeah.
If you go on social media today, you'll see dozens and dozens and dozens of photos that people are trying to pass off as true. And it's so crazy to me reading some of the comments, and people have absolutely no idea that they're generated, that they're generated images. And like I said, it's only going to get more. I don't want to say better. It's going to get better again. But
it's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse. Yeah.
If you're out there listening, if you're really good at this, I'm looking for somebody to give the deep fake of the thin and in shape younger Tim. Our guests, Myra Rolden, Leah Mannoni, Undesto, every link to Myra's book. Leah, we're going to put some links to her blogs that she's been putting out. Undesto, the company, make sure that you find this, check it out. Myra, Leah, thanks for busting pencils.
Thank you.
Yeah, this was fun. Thank you.
This was a lot of fun.
All right, and Tim and Johnny. Nah, we're not going to duke it out. But when we get back, though, watch out.
Bye, guys.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot.
But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
I'm Shanola Hampton.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We're back. It's Busted Pencils, and it's fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. I think the educated educators just got themselves an education.
Get yourself an education.
Myra Roden, Leah Minoni, the company is Undesto AI. Man, Johnny, just kind of laying it out there for us in a way that I feel like our little argument, or, you know, Tim, all AI, Johnny, I feel like now we have might need to progress out of that simple yes, no conversation.
Well, I love it, Tim. I think so. I think we're at a full ceasefire here. But I call it more a convergence by recommendation of our Canadian mediator, Jason Bukeri. And we called in the big guns tonight, Leah and Myra. And that's right up my alley, Tim. I love where we are converging. On that reminder of Jason gave us, hey, boys, let's not make it good or bad. Let's not say, hey, I'm against it or for it. Let's pause and put our professional identities aside. And what I mean by that is come at it with humility and not maybe the hubris that Johnny was bringing, saying, well, I can type just as fast. I can write an article faster than AI can get one published. I mean, I'm already realizing I probably would lose that battle. So some humility is in order, but Tim, I love where we're converging, and I absolutely love where Myra is coming at this with her experience, you know, in software design and all the expertise she brings to what technology offers, not only industry, but, you know, education, and then Leah as an ethicist and so much more, but the lens they're bringing as we are pausing to say, let's learn about AI. I love the conversations we're having because, you know, we talk all the time here on Busted Pencils about talking to our neighbor. Mm. But also, sometimes it's super important to ask the people we know are experts in something about what their expertise is, right? When I want to learn more about the repairs happening on my car, I talk to my mechanic friends, right? And they tell me, yep, that's actually a transmission problem. Glad you're getting it fixed, you know, and I trust the experts. And that's important. So here I am, a skeptic of the impacts of AI on culture and society, but having two people who are also bringing that skepticism to the topic and saying, hey, this is what we focus on, the ethical dimensions, the ways we can implement this, how it's changing our labor, how it's changing for us educators, our classrooms. So loved learning from and with, you know, Leah and Myra tonight. Tim, and I love that we're converging on something here. Here we are, modeling democracy.
Nice. You know,
when we're talking about education here on Busted Pencils.
Well, and it was a great, great discussion. And in fact, you know, want to have them back on because they've got so much to offer, you know, about this. And as you said, you know, whether it's the ethicist from Leah's standpoint, the long time, you know, as Myra said, the 20 plus years working in the industry, and also too, you know, has worked in academia herself, being an associate professor. And then Johnny also pointing out that the work that they are doing with community college faculty, pointing that out and thinking about that, because if we're not going to, as educators, dig deep into learning these things, I mean, then we're really not doing our jobs. And so, you know, thinking about this, when you know, our guest from a few weeks back, Brian Gonzalez from Intel, he was the one who was like, he sent me a note going, hey, Tim, you've got to meet these sisters. You got to have them on Busted Pencils. I was like, okay. You know, and had this, and I did a screening with Leah and Myra, and it just came across as going like, okay, it's neither about Tim and Johnny being wrong or right. It's that Tim and Johnny got a lot more to learn, and let's bring Leah and Myra here to actually help me and you, and maybe possibly Johnny, modeling for other educators out there that, you know what, you know, our little 1 year kind of feud really actually kind of limited the realities of how much more there is there. And so having them like that, John, I see you want to jump in, right?
Well, yeah, Tim, you know what I love about this is, you know, that it's okay to disagree. And it's really most important to be open to information. And there is a vast sea of information out there that includes misinformation. And so here we are, Tim, you know, both of us saying, hey, we disagree, but let's figure out more about this because there's something important about this AI stuff. And we're landing on a real generative dialogue that I would say is moving us towards the common good for public education. Hey, AI is here. It's part of our lives. It's part of our students' lives. Right? And now, Tim.
Hey, well, you know what, though? And as I said, it ain't gonna uninvent itself. Just pointing that out there. And now, for your moment of zen. I have no right to despair. I insist on hope. Hey, check us out. Come back. Homeroom on Monday. Class will be in session Wednesday with the math anxiety diffuser, Aditya Nagrath, and we'll wrap up with free throws and face-offs. Hey, make sure you subscribe to the Busted Pencils podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Also, if you're doing that, drop us a review there. We'd want to hear about it. Yeah, even if you got a little bit more to say. You know, there's so much going on out there, and just thinking about this, did you like us bringing people on like Leah and Myra to help create more of an education? You know, we want to know about that because we've got guests out there and we just want to expand this. Of course, it's a teaching and learning show. And so whenever we can bring guests on for our listeners that can add something to us, Johnny, I'm going to give everybody a little bit of homework, though. Hey, if you're really into AI, what is the difference between narrow, general, and super intelligence? It's Busted Pencils, everybody. Thanks for busting pencils.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Dom Selvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey K., joins to reflect on the legacy of the birthday boys, Thomas Paine and FDR. Also, will tariffs on Canada and Mexico lower prices for Wisconsinites? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In Philadelphia, at least seven people died when a small plane crashed into a northeast neighborhood on Friday. On the medical flight were a child, her mother, and four other people. At least one person on the ground was killed. It happened near a mall where Zach Coates works.
This place is unrecognizable. Everything that was here, the community, everything, I can tell everybody's impacted by it, and I just hope that everybody's okay and we can get through this as soon as possible.
In the Potomac near Washington, police boats continue searching for victims of the mid-air collision between an Army Black Hawk helicopter and a jetliner, killing 67 people. 41 bodies recovered so far. Hamas releasing Israeli-American hostage Keith Siegel and two other hostages today after nearly 16 months in captivity. President Trump's threatened 25% tariff on goods from Canada and Mexico set to start today. This is ABC News. The Trump administration.